Baby boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I got a lot of things we got to cover. When I open up the lines, hey, stick to the topic today because we got a lot. We got a lot to uncover today. Also, my question of the day. My question of the day is, how has social media impacted your relationship? How has social media impacted your relationship? I was talking to some young people. And they're saying that, you know, everything is online now. You know, they're doing everything online. They you know, they meet new people. This is their society. This is what they're doing. Everything is technological, DJ Brother Z. Do you think that everything is technological now when it comes to meeting, being social?
It just depends on how old you are, I think.
Right. And, well, I was talking to the young people. You know, but the elders, you know, it seems like when it comes to relationships, I'm seeing that social media, Facebook, Instagram, is starting to have an impact on more of their relationship ideas when it comes to older adults. But the young people, they socializing, this is where they gathering online, they playing the games, they're playing these, games that, you know, they meet their friends inside games now. You know, you don't see them outside, but they're online. Dealing with themselves, building their whole life up online, basically. On TikTok. Inside these video games. I don't even see kids. Remember when we was coming up, and I'm Generation X. I'm Gen X. Okay? When we was coming up, we was playing kickball in the street. You know, you could go in those vacant lots and play kickball, baseball, football. That's what we used the vacant lots for. You know, we turned them into we gathered and played games. That's what we did. But now you see everybody with the phones, with their head in the phones. And so I was talking to someone and they said that they caught the person that they was dealing with online, talking to somebody in the DM. You know, they were dealing with somebody technologically where, you know, you could be in the house and still have that communication. So I'm wondering, how has social media impacted your relationships? I would love to hear it. Is it impacting your relationships? Are you looking for the person that you're dealing with when they like pictures? Are you getting upset? Are you getting high blood pressure because they stared at somebody's profile? Is it causing issues? Extra problems? I want to know. That's my question of the day. And you can take the poll. How has social media impacted your relationships? Is in the chat. Take the poll. Has it made it better? Has it ruined it? No change. It caused me to cheat or get cheated on. Hey, how has it impacted your life? How has social media right now impacted your ability to create relationships? Maybe you met somebody you love. Maybe you met the love of your life on social media. It has happened. Y'all was feeling the vibe through the frequency. Y'all was feeling the frequency. Y'all was on the same frequency. But what I'm saying is social media really impacting your ability to make or connect or grow relationships? 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. I want to know, because I'm seeing a lot of people with these phones and they are locked in hours and hours on the phone. Everything going on the phone. And is that impacting? Are you feeling that you're getting what you need from a person that you're dealing with? If they always in the phone, you may not feel like you're getting attention. How am I going to get my time when you always in your phone? Is that impacting your relationship? Being online. I want to know. 833-212-1017. You can remain anonymous. You can remain anonymous. You don't have to tell. You don't have to say your real name. You can call in and use your anonymous name if you don't want nobody to know. But I want to hear. Sylvia says, social media does not impact anything. I'm the captain of my own ship. And she's on the ship. She don't got Wi-Fi or nothing. She just sailing. It ain't bothering her. It ain't messing with her program. Christina in the chat says, well, because I have set boundaries with others and myself, it does not affect me personally. Yeah. I mean, you got to kind of set some boundaries. You got to kind of have some rules. But have you ever went out to eat and somebody was just looking in their phone while they was eating? And you know, you trying to talk. And you don't know if they listening or paying attention to the phone. Can they do both at the same time? A lot of people are starting to say technology is starting to affect their relationship. A lot of people, they got the computer love now. Like Ralph Tresvant. Is that what? No, Zap. Zap.
I don't even know who you said.
Zap. You didn't know who Ralph Tresvant is? Uh-uh. No, not Ralph Tresvant. Zap. Roger Troutman. They got the computer love. He was singing about it. Look up, for those that ain't familiar. I know y'all done heard this song when the man was singing about the computer love. It's here. They love it. Diggy says, I met my lady on the phone in 98, she dialed the wrong number. She dialed the wrong number.
Bruh.
I answered, love happened too. Bad she's still on the phone. Oh, wow. She must have sounded beautiful. Here we go. This is what the man sung about this back in the day. It's the computer love. I remember when this song first came out and he had the digital, he was talking about his instrument, how he, you know, basically that sound, that T-Pain that you took and used.
Talk box and all
that. Yeah, the talk box and all of that. But he was singing, what he's singing now, then, is what's going on right now. That's what they doing right now. They on the phone. They meeting in the DM. They can't keep their eyes off the phone right now. And I love this song. I was trying to find me a computer love that he sung this song so good. Here, this the part right here. This what they, hey. They finding that computer love. Hey, that's what's happening. Oh, wow. DJ Brothers, this is a jam.
I ain't gonna lie, I love this song.
This is a jam. And they looking at somebody's profile pic right now. In that computer world, on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram. Hey, all right, well, answer, that's the question of the day. How has this technology impacted your relationships? Hey, people looking for love. Is it in the phone? Diggy said it was in the phone. He said he answered. This was the phone back in 98, was it? They dialed the wrong number. Not really a city girl said, I currently am looking at a profile.
Bruh.
I'm trying to tell you. Y'all, hey, it's happening right now. People looking for that computer love. But I'm going to move on. If y'all want to answer the question of the day, how has this technology impacted your relationships? How has social media impacted your relationship? 833-212-1017. Hit me up in the chat. Hit me up on the talk to text. But I want to get into the show. I want to get into the story where this young girl at Mayfair Mall is going across the internet because the security brought the dog in. The security brought the dog in and it started chewing on the girl. We're going to talk about it when we get back. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping. 101, 7 the truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brothers Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, we got to go to Wauwatosa. Woman bitten by a canine at Mayfair Mall in Wauwatosa hires an attorney. Salute to attorney B.Ivy Lamar. Once again, he's the attorney that is representing this young woman. The woman was retained him. Video show her being bit by a canine at the Mayfair Mall and the handler struggling to get the dog off of. We got some news footage on this from TMJ4. Let's listen.
First at 6, a 19-year-old woman exploring legal action after what happened to her at Mayfair Mall. Video shows a security dog appearing to bite her leg and not letting go.
And this happened Friday night. Her attorney tells us she was trying to protect a friend when the dog bit her.
Mary Jo Ola spoke with the woman's attorney and tried to get answers from the mall and the security team.
Cell phone video shows a canine handler struggling to pull a dog away after it bit a young woman's ankle.
It was shocking. I have not seen canines administered in that way. There were no drugs involved. There were no weapons involved. I think it was completely unnecessary.
Attorney B. Ivory Lamar says the woman is 19-year-old Amira Walls. He says Walls was not the aggressor and that she tried to stop three other people from attacking her friend at the mall.
Ms. Walls has involuntary shaking of her legs. She has numbness. She describes the pain almost like a 10 out of 10 at this point. It's very excruciating.
Wauwatosa police say when officers responded to the mall for a fight, security said it was over and everyone involved left. Mall security did not initially mention a dog bite.
Yeah, it's our understanding that that dog, the canine, was not instructed to bite from our knowledge, and that we think it's just a lack of training. Obviously, we're interested in seeing the records for the training.
A canine unit vehicle for Andy Frayne Services was seen outside of Mayfair Mall Monday. The private security company is headquartered in Illinois, has a license to operate in multiple states, and a job posting for a security officer at Mayfair Mall. Records show Andy Frayne Services was first licensed in Wisconsin in 2002, and the business has no record of disciplinary orders.
This is Mary Jo Ola with TMJ4 News in Milwaukee.
I reached out to the security company. An attorney tells me a specialized gun detection canine team responded to the fight and that no injuries were reported.
No one deserves this type of cruel treatment when they are a patron at a place. When we go to different establishments, we expect there to be proper security and that it to be a safe environment. Under no circumstance should there be canines used in a violent manner, especially uncontrolled, as we see here.
Mayfair Mall began utilizing canines in 2020 to detect weapons following a mass shooting.
Wauwatosa police tell me that this is a civil matter, not a criminal one, and their involvement is limited to filing the initial report sharing information with the
health. All right. See, this is why you can't rely on them writing up the paperwork. Once again, they say that there was no injury reports on the paperwork, so they didn't even file it. Okay, so many times when we talk about police writing up stuff, they not going to write up the stuff that's going to get them in trouble. They just not going to do it. How could that many people be there to see that and it's not on any of the reports? Okay. So and then he almost beating on the dog to get the dog mouth off the woman's ankle, chewing on the ankle. This is what the dog was doing, and it looked like the dog was like a snack or something, chewing on the girl's leg. She's screaming, and the dude trying to claw the mouth open, and it just didn't look right. It just didn't look right. And salute to the person that did the video. That got the video, that put that out there, because when we don't have video, then it's her word against theirs. Okay, so now that we got the video, you can't say it. How was it not written up in the paperwork? But it's on video. See how that worked? See, I'm gonna tell you right now. That dog wasn't even supposed to be there for the break up fights. That wasn't even a real original reason for the dog to be there. Hold on. Look, somebody, this is what they saying in the chat. 8339 says, security dogs trained to smell guilty pheromones. This is what they saying in the talk to text. This is why the canine dog at the mall bit the girl, because she was the guilty party and trying to get away with it. The trainer, the person that had the dog, first of all, you shouldn't have ran up on the situation with the dog. Because the dog get confused and you bringing him to closer up to a person that you trying to handle. And we only get to see the footage of her with the dog biting the ankle. We don't see what took place before that. So what I'm seeing is the woman laying on the ground, the young woman laying on the ground, and the dog got a treat in his mouth. Like the dog got a treat in his mouth, chewing, and ain't even listening to the person that's controlling it to open up his mouth and let it go. Ain't it supposed to be a secret word or something, like, you know, to stop? If it's trained, ain't it words that they could say for the dog to stop? He had to pry the dog mouth open. That's wild to me. And salute to, once again, attorney B. Ivy Lamar for being on top of this. It's a lot of problems at Mayfair Mall when it comes to the young people. They say it was a fight. I wasn't there. I don't know the details. I don't know the details to the fight. But for a dog to be chewing on the woman's leg, that reminded me back in the day where they let the dogs out on the people that was protesting. That must have been the dog ancestors.
Bruh.
That was out there during the civil rights movement. That dog looked like he a descendant of the dogs that they tried to bite Martin Luther King them with. That's what it did. Don't that dog look like one of them dogs that tried to bite Martin Luther King them? It's probably from the same breed. I don't know. You know, dogs got a history too when it comes to trying to chew on black people. Remember that it's a picture of a young man standing straight up and the dog was biting him. It's a historic picture. Hey, we got a history with dogs that look like that. And they've been chewing on black folks for 400 years. That's what it looked like to me.
So if the dogs are trained to smell weapons, somebody in the chat said, like, would it be possible if she had gunpowder residue on her?
Well, that's all speculation.
That's
I don't know.
Stretch.
That's a stretch, but what I'm saying is, all I'm saying is the dog reacted to the handler. That's what I'm saying. Like, let's say you're walking with a dog. A dog, even though it's a trained dog, a dog will protect too. So if a dog see the person that's handling them in some kind of commotion, it's going to respond. And that's what it looked like to me. The dogs are trained to detect gunpowder residue. The dog smelled an empty holster I had on under my shirt. I don't know. And they didn't say the girl had no weapons. So let's not go all the way out there like that. Let's not throw that out there and try to throw off the whole story. Because I didn't hear anything about any gun was found on the female. And even if it was a gun on the female, she wouldn't be able to get a lawsuit. Because they don't like it when guns involved. You try to sue somebody and you got a gun or a gun involved, they're going to throw that out. They're going to throw it out. You ain't going to win. You may not get that one through. So let's not throw that out there. But what we do know for a fact is they didn't write down the injury or that somebody was injured on the report. We know that. That's the one thing we do know for sure. Because if she had a gun, that would have been on the report. So let's not try to make excuses for the dogs. I know we got some dog lovers out there. I know we got some dog lovers out there, but this one looked like the one that they tried to get on Martin Luther King. This the one that looked like back in the dog from the Civil Rights Movement. That's what it looked like to me. Trying to chew on, you know, he felt it, you know, he felt it in his DNA to chew on somebody. That's what it's looking like to me. Christopher says, not saying the girl had a gun, I was referring to the training of the dog. I don't know. Like I said, they said the dog was trained for something else, not to be biting on folks like that. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we got another situation where a woman fired at some people trying to break in her car, and now she is being charged. Y'all know how y'all get on here talking. If y'all see one of these little bad, somebody trying to break in y'all car, what y'all going to do? But y'all may want to take a second to really listen to this story that's coming up, because this could be you charged. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Cook that up, Quay. Baby. Four pockets. That is my dog. Yeah. That is my dog, for sure. That is my dog. That is my dog, for sure. That is my dog. Me and my dog, we get 'em two in a row. Me and my dog, we get 'em two in a row. That she keep on calling. She said she ready to pull up. As soon as I get there, I'ma put her on the floor. I'm on my way, I'm going fast. I'm coming home to get you.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, like I said, those pictures of the Civil Rights Movement with a dog biting on the boy with the sweater, and they got that dog out there. Them dogs been a part of the history for a long time. So when people try to make excuses for these type of dogs, these police dogs been biting on black folks for 400 years. It just defaulted back to its original setting. Chewing on the girl leg, chewing on it. Like they was chewing on the protesters. And I ain't saying what they was doing at the mall was right. I ain't saying, because it was a fight. It's always some kind of fight at the mall. I ain't saying none of that. I don't know what the details is, and hopefully that come out or whatever the details was that led up to where they came with the dog. But they've been coming with the dogs for a long time. So for the fact that this dog didn't want to ease up off the girl leg, you know what I mean? That it wasn't, the guy had to, you know, really do extra to get it off the leg. It reminded me of the civil rights movement dogs that the police would bring out, you know, and let them go to work on, you know, on people. So hopefully B. Ivy Lamar can get, you know, something done. And I know he can because he's the best. He's the best at it right now in our state. The best, you know, person that really does civil rights where he's fighting to make something happen. Somebody said a dog got flashbacks from his ancestors. That's what I said. The dog snapped back. The DNA from his ancestors came through. But I want to move on to this story. Also, y'all can answer the question of the day. If y'all in the chat, like and subscribe as we broadcast live on YouTube. Question of the day, how has social media impacted your relationship? 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. But I want to get this story out the way because when I saw this story, a lot of y'all be calling in with high blood pressure. Talking about if y'all, somebody try to steal y'all car, you know, these young people stealing cars and y'all be talking with high blood pressure, how y'all gonna react if y'all catch somebody trying to break in y'all car. And I'm gonna tell you this, it's a Milwaukee woman charged. They say she shot and killed a teen breaking into cars. A Milwaukee woman is facing felony charges after police say she shot at several teens breaking into cars, killing one. We got video on this. We got some video on this. If y'all watching as we broadcast live, let's listen.
Charged with reckless homicide after shooting and killing a 14-year-old who she saw trying to break into a car. This started last Thursday near 39th and Cherry. 27-year-old Zariah Johnson told police four people were trying to break into her sister's car at her home. She grabbed a gun, went outside. They ran away. Johnson then got in her car, found them, and started shooting in their direction.
Oh, wow.
Johnson said she only meant to scare them, but a 14-year-old was hit in the back and killed. She faces up to 60 years in prison.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a lot to break down. So they was trying to steal the car. They didn't. You get in the car and start spinning the block. You about to crash out. You was trying to scare them. You shooting, trying to scare somebody. You ain't shooting in the air. I mean, I would have understood it if she was shooting in the air, warning shots. You know what I mean? It's the same effect. If you know, if you trying to scare, you know, scare them off or whatever you was trying to do. But you pointing straight and shooting. How you trying to scare somebody and you shooting in their direction? And you know how you get that real unlucky, lucky shot? Sometimes due to natural instinct, your body can line something up real quick off of instinct and shoot. So she was heated and she shot straight, hit the 14-year-old in the back. And I'm going to tell you, your life ain't going to never come back the same. Matter of fact, the moment you got in that car with the gun, it was destined that something bad was going to take place. And I know we get upset when people break into cars, and many times we can't get to work and we get frustrated and it's going on in the community, but this ain't the way to do it. This reaction right here, especially if it's not immediate danger. This was an emotional decision. Impulsive decision. Now she faces 60 years. And I hear a lot of y'all on the lines calling in with the high blood pressure. This might be y'all too. Y'all talking all this talk about the kids. Y'all got this hatred for these kids, which is, I ain't saying that you shouldn't be upset. I ain't saying that you shouldn't be upset if somebody damaging your property or doing things that are causing you some type of hardship. I'm not saying you shouldn't be upset, but you got to have some emotional intelligence. And that's what I've been talking about this whole time. Emotional intelligence, how to take that anger, how to fix that anger to where it doesn't harm you or put you in harm's way or put others in harm's way. when I heard this story, I kind of thought about so many of y'all that call in and talk about these kids in a way where y'all hate these kids. Y'all done developed a hate for these kids. Hey, I ain't saying you wrong for being upset and angry at what's happening. But don't let that get to the point where you got to go and put lives in jeopardy if it's unnecessary. That's all I'm saying. We're going to open up the lines 833-212-1017 if y'all want to chime in on the conversation today, or if you want to answer the question of the day, how has social media impacted your relationship, call in 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Or hit us up in the chat and holla back. Brian, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Yeah, I heard that story, Tori. First of all, I love your show.
Blessings, brother.
I think that she might have been a young person herself. And this is a problem. This is the whole problem with our particular community as it is. Some of the parents, younger people that we think are younger, I'm talking maybe 30, 35 and under.
Mm-hmm.
They're under the same spell as the 14, 16 to 18 year olds in this city.
They say she's 22 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, she under that same spell. That's a kid killing a kid.
Mm.
That's and as far as crashing out, they have no filter of common sense. They don't have them. I don't think people really hate the kids now. I think a lot of grown folks that have a modicum of common sense don't trust them and fear them. Know that they already know that they failed them. And so they know at their age now, there's nothing they can really do about it. So basically what they do is they talk about them and try to avoid them. But I don't think they have any deep-seated hate.
Well, what I'm saying is that you keep talking at a certain vibration towards something, and if you react emotionally with that frequency, something bad is going to happen.
Because Satan always right there with you, mm-hmm. waiting for you to make a mistake. And that's how they got this woman. I mean, this woman going to be in jail the rest of her life.
Man.
For accidentally, in her case, accidentally, because she probably couldn't shoot straight.
Right.
But accidentally, with Satan's help, that bullet hit its mark.
And that's why I said, when you got when your instincts, when you focus, a lot of people not focused. That's why they not... things don't go straight, but she was so focused on attacking back that when she aimed, and so the natural instincts of that probably aimed it to be correct. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you're so angry and you're so focused, you may hit the target.
The universe take that bullet right to the mark.
Right.
You putting it out there. Yeah, these man, I don't know what to say about our community other than somebody has got to come in and lift the spell on Milwaukee, because I'm going to tell you, as Milwaukee goes, so do the rest of the country go, to be honest with you.
Right.
All these crashing out, I'm going to stop talking like young folks. All these retarded acts that are going on in Milwaukee have had an effect throughout the country. None of these retarded acts by our younger folks started happening until right before COVID and right after COVID. And it seems like every other community throughout this country, black community throughout this country, the black folks are mimicking what's going on in Milwaukee.
Oh, they doing the dances and everything. Yeah, I think we're setting the trends right now. So you may be on to something, Brian. Hey, look, when we come back, we got Eddie on the lines. We got some chat. We got some talk to text. If you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean, it like ever since baby on baby drop, man.
Ever
like,
since baby on, you know, baby drop.
Ain't nobody drop. Let's go.
Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th. And from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., we want you to be out in these streets with us. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up and volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site, listen, everyone who registers for the last cleanup site so we can have an accurate count will get free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. That's truthcommunitycleanup.com and help clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th is at 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and is presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE. And sponsored by Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, and Waste Management. Hey, look, make sure y'all sign up because we got Cousin Subs, and we want to make sure that everybody that gets out and cleans up get some Cousin Subs. So make sure that you are registered, you and your family. Bring the kids, bring the family, bring the church. We're going to be outside. I cannot wait to April 12th. This is, no matter what the weather is, it's going down. I always tell people, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a blizzard. I go out there. I never let the weather become a deciding factor of what I'm doing. That's why I get to go and be in so many different situations, because I can't be stopped. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to go. Now, if in my personal life, if it's something personal, then I get to make a decision if it's snowing and I don't want to go. But when it comes to community, it is what it is. It's up. We outside April 12th. Sign up. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com. I can't wait to see y'all. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great time. Hey, look. Also, I want to get into this one story before we go back to the lines. This is a story that we've been following. And it's a tragic story. A Wisconsin teen killed mother and stepfather and lived with the corpse for weeks. This is what prosecutors say. We got video. This is making national news. This is on ABC National News. A Wisconsin teen killed his mother and stepfather, and he drove away, and they caught him, you know, 800 miles away from the home. Now he's being charged. They even said he took pictures of the stepdad in his office going, like, making recordings of this. We got video, if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Before Nikita Kassab was charged with murder, he was held in the Waukesha County Jail only on charges that he stole his parents' car and gun. That changed today. But I do want to warn you, the details that we learned, some people may find disturbing.
The 17-year-old is accused of killing his mom, Tatiana Kassab, and his stepdad, Donald Mayer, more than a month ago, back on February 11th. Court records say he shot his mom in an upstairs hallway, his stepdad in an office. Police say he left the bodies where they died. Then Kassab lived in the house for nearly 2 weeks before he fled. Police found a camera memory card that showed about a week after the murder, Kassab was lighting candles in the office where his stepdad's body was sitting and recording the dead body. Police say at one point, Kassab stood next to his stepdad's body with his phone out as if taking pictures, all while videoing himself with another camera. So Kassab then says, "So you can see him there. I can literally see the expletive rotting body." In month leading up to the murder, Kassab also told a girl at his school that he wanted to shoot and kill his parents, but he told her it was only hypothetical because he didn't have a gun.
The defendant did threaten to kill witness A if she told anyone what he was telling her after he had given her information that he was speaking with someone from Russia.
Kassab is now being held on a $1 million bail. Oh, wow. He has not entered a plea on the new charges against him. That will come next week.
Diabolical. This young man was diabolical. And we've been following this story since it happened. We're going to keep y'all updated. took the lives of his mom and his stepfather. And, hey, it's a lot of that going on right now. A lot of people trying to, you know, do things to their loved ones, to their parents, to their loved ones. We're going to head to the lines. Eddie, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory Lowe. How you doing today?
How you doing, Brother Eddie?
I'm doing okay. That story that you just played, these younger kids, Tory, I don't know what they're thinking. If you're going to whack somebody, you don't run around telling people about it. You know, where are these kids at in their minds? I don't understand, Tory.
Well, you
back in my day, we didn't tell anybody.
You got some roots to the Italian organized crime ideas. When I used to watch...
Now, hold it.
Hey, that's what you used to say.
Now, it's true. It's true, but that's a stereotype, even though it's true.
No, you...
We
can run this back when you came on the show talking about this, talking about your roots and all of this other stuff.
I'm Italian. Hold on. I can do that. You can't do that.
I'm just pointing out what you said.
I know, but I'm Italian, I can critique my people, i.e. Italians. You can't do it, Tory. It's racist. It's racist.
Oh, wow. All right.
They're racist.
So what?
Okay. So
when
anyway.
You talk about this situation with the young man, mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like they're living in a beautiful home, that they're providing a beautiful life for this young man. Why would he go to this extreme?
All right. Well, first of all, let's be honest about it, okay? I'm shocked that this stuff doesn't happen more often.
What?
Okay? Considering... Okay, well, figure this out. He's in Waukesha County. There's 600,000 people in Waukesha County. There's barely any homicides when you take in consideration the county just east of it, Milwaukee County, where there's homicides every day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm shocked that this kind of stuff doesn't happen more often. It's sad. But I got to be honest with you. With the way people treat each other today, not the way it was when I was coming up, Tory, in my hood, but the way people are treating each other today is horrific. These young kids don't have any emotion. They don't have any passion. When you see them, they never have a smile on their face. You know, they're just kind of monotone. So every once in a while, if one of these younger kids snapped, I'm not shocked. I think the boys just misunderstood. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure if our community comes together, we can, get this young boy a future, maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe get the charges dismissed.
Oh, wow.
You know, down to a misdemeanor or some kind of jaywalking. And then, you know, get this kid a bright future. You know what? Let's not incarcerate him. That's just wrong. That's a waste of life.
Eddie.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Why?
I'm listening.
I'm just saying, Tory. Where were you? Tory, where were you yesterday?
Hey, look, you know, it's a lot going on out here. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
There was a guest host.
Oh, you missed me.
I got to be honest, Tory. Yeah, I miss you a little bit. I take certain times of my day off to be on the show, and then you don't show you stood me up, Tory. You ghosted me.
Here we go.
I'm very upset. I'm upset, Tory. I feel ghosted.
Just say,
okay, Tory,
you, just
note,
say
I gotta
you
go.
Me,
I got a hair appointment. I gotta get my hair cut, Tory. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right, Eddie. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Do we got a time for another call? Brother Love, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, God bless you, Tory. Love you, man. How you doing today?
Hey, blessings, brother.
Yes, Tory. I just want to talk about that computer love. That computer love is powerful, man. And Tory, with the young men, Tory, I'm in a good mood today, and I've been reading my word, and I'm reading. I encourage Truth Nation, everybody, to read the Hall of Faith in its chapter 11 of Hebrews, and read that. And it says, without faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, yes,
And it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the most powerful verse I want to say, Tori, he said, now, and through faith, we understand that the world or the things which are seen were made by the things which do not appear. And I marvel with that, Tori, and that encouraged me. So I just encourage you in Truth Nation with that scripture, and God bless you, bro.
All right, Brother Love. Hey, and on that note, we're going to run the break. When we come back, we got Al on the lines. We got some chat. We got some talk to text. And I think we got guests coming up. I'm hoping the guests, are the guests here? We're going to see. When we run the break, I'm going to see if the guests are here. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.